I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Sausage Fest alert. Hey guys, it's Andy in my dressing room. How about this for a show? Dale Earnhardt Jr., did you realize that he's a huge Bravo fan? I mean, he knows more about Bravo than I do about NASCAR, but that's not saying much because I basically the only thing I know about NASCAR is that Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a driver and they all wear jumpsuits. Anyway, but I've said too much. He's on with Shep from Southern Charm. He loves Southern Charm. And he knows the whole cast, so this should be a good one. See you in there.
He burns a lot of rubber, and he also probably burns through a lot of rubbers, actually. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Shep Rose now. What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen. We are back from vacay in the Bravo Clubhouse with a man who could change your flat tire and another who could definitely not. I love my first guest not only because he's a huge Bravo fan, but also because he got to wear so many jumpsuits for a living. Please welcome back NASCAR legend and NBC Sports newest on-air contributor, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Hey, Dale. Good to see you. You guys know I love a ginge, right? And during Dale's first visit to the clubhouse, he said that this guy was his favorite Bravo celebrity. So riding shotgun for Dale's return at Southern Charms, Shep Rose. Hey, Shep. Great to see you. Congratulations to you, by the way.
Yeah.
Your baby.
We have a little baby girl.
Please send my regards to Amy.
I will. She's watching, so she'll be... She'll be hearing this.
Good. Tonight's bartender races down the track faster than Shep races through women in Charleston. It's NASCAR driver and Dale's pal, Ryan Blaney. Hey, Ryan. Welcome. Good to see you. I'm glad you came back, dude.
I'm happy I was invited back.
Yes. Let's get started. You know, in February of 2017 on Watch What Happens Live, Dale said, oh, man, Shep and you had talked about getting some beers. Well, I mean, you've taken it to the next level. You're basically a cast member of Southern Charm. Look at him. There he is with everybody in the gang. I mean, you've been hanging out with the gang from Southern Charm. I love it.
We did. I mean, they're real people.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Yeah,
so. You know how it got started, though? He had a picture of him in a seersucker suit on Twitter and said, I'm doing my audition for Southern Charm.
That's right.
And I made poke fun of him a little bit. We started DMing, and the rest is history.
I think it would be great if you joined the cast, by the way.
Yes.
Well, we can negotiate.
Well, Cameron and Amy are like the most gorgeous, naturally girls you could ever hope to
I think meet. That Cameron is probably where Amy got most of her parenting or mother
sass
advice.
Too.
Like they were swapping ideas on childbirth and all the things you need to be ready for and all that.
They're
very
tight.
Good.
They're
very good.
Okay, well, I'm ready. Next season. By the way, we are closing out this week with Dwayne Johnson this Thursday. That's very exciting for us. Your questions for Dale and Shep are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Dale Jr. may have recently retired from racing, but he still buckles up his seatbelt every Thursday night for a bumpy ride with Southern Charm. So, Dale, I want to speed through the drama down in Charleston. What did you think of Craig seeing a life coach?
He needs all the help he can get.
Do you think Sheppy needs a life coach?
Yeah.
Okay. As a parent, what was your reaction to Ashley reaming into Catherine about the kids in Hilton Head?
I thought that was unprofessional.
Yes.
You know, you gotta take your time to work your way into the crew first.
Yes. To you, who seemed more at fault in the Craig Naomi breakup?
Well, I thought Craig, but how? I mean, Naomi's been showing a side of herself that we didn't see before.
That's true. That is
very
true.
Very clever.
What is your impression of the Austin-Chelsea-Victoria love triangle?
I thought that picture that was taken was
inappropriate.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it crossed some line. I mean, if he's serious about this girl, she crossed some line.
Don't poke
there.
The bear.
There you go. Yeah. What do you make of the new Naomi? She's been on fire this season.
Yeah, I don't know where this is all coming from.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's
Where is it all going to go? What's it going to culminate to?
Well, exactly.
We all want to know that.
How do you feel about Chelsea's claims that Austin never paid on their dates?
Wow. Well, you would know. Is it true?
I mean, I don't know. Did she? How many dates did they go?
I don't find her as a dishonest person.
I don't either. You trust her.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Thank you, Dale Jr. Well, here's what. Shifting gears a little, Dale. It's now time for you to assemble your Bravo dream team. Okay, who would you trust to head up your pit crew, Jax or Shep?
Oh, man. They're both terrible choices. I would love to get to know Jax. He's actually been to some races, so I would say Jax.
Take him.
Okay. Who would you rather celebrate a big win with, Schwartz or Sandoval?
You can't have one without the other. Do they even go anywhere without each other?
You got to pick one. Who do you celebrate with?
I would say Sandoval.
Okay. Whose trash talk would intimidate more competitors, Kristen Doty or James Kennedy?
Kristen.
Okay. Whose sponsorship would you rather have adorning your car, Lisa Vanderpump or Bethany Frankel?
Lisa,
who would make a better racing protege, Austin or Craig?
Probably Austin.
Okay, yeah. Who would you want to perform a victory song in your honor, Countess Luann or Erica Jane?
Erica would bring it.
Okay, who would you rather have riding shotgun, Patricia or Brittany Cartwright?
Who both would be disappointed, but Patricia, she's...
the queen.
Yeah. Yes, there's your dream team, Dale Jr. I love it. Real men watch Bravo, people. Yeah. Second, while some might say a shepherd never changes its spots, this season the city's most eligible Charlestonian seemed to find himself leaning into an unexpected relationship. Watch.
When we get together, we can be weird and she can kind of be herself.
I think you're amazing right now.
The doctor is going to talk to you, I think, after the surgery.
And have to take care of you. Byline, though.
I sometimes think back to Catherine and I's time together. I maybe cut the cord too quickly on it.
After Kinsey was born, Shep and I kind of like hooked up. We have good sex. He's cute and fun.
Okay, here's what. Shep, you have your drink. I have some invasive questions. who initiated the first hookup when you two started up again?
Started up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we met at one of my bars and we had a couple drinks and it was just like on fire again.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times have you hooked up? total, probably like 6 or 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself Catherine's booty call?
Well, originally I was, and we were each other's booty calls, but then she fell back with Whitney and Thomas, and I was just like, no, because I don't...
You're saying she got back with Whitney then?
There was a time, the first time we hooked up, where I wasn't sure who was who and who and what the timing.
Okay. Do you go on dates first or cut right to the chase?
No.
Oh, okay.
And that's nothing. I would go on a date with
understood.
Her.
Understood.
Like,
is it a sleep? Do you have sleepovers? Is there a stayover?
Yes.
Or is it?
Well, she, at one point, she wore a lot of makeup, and I was having to do, you know, wash my sheets a little too much, so we would get in the shower.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. did anyone on the cast know about you two before it was revealed on the show?
Well, yeah, because I kind of stole her from Craig. Was courting her, but he slept in the bed with her 2 nights in a row and didn't try anything.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what are you doing? So I swooped in. I was like, I'll try some things.
Wow. How many women are there in Charleston?
It's like a lot. There's a lot being uncovered. A lot of questions.
Hey, yeah, I'm an open book.
All right. Thank you very much, Sheppy. Wow. It's like, by the way, we spent like 8 hours taping the Southern Charm reunion. I thought I had gotten everything out of them, but there you go. Let's take a quick call. Danielle from New Jersey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
This question is for Dale. What is the status of the feud between you and Keith Olbermann?
Oh, my.
And why do you think he had such an issue with you on and NBC Sports?
I don't know why Keith was so upset about me being on the NHL Finals pregame promoting NASCAR, because NBC...
That's what it was about?
Yeah.
Big whoop. It's a hockey pregame show. By the way, is anyone watching a hockey pregame show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was very... Yeah, that was ratings were great this year.
Yes.
I don't know what that was all about. He was just probably in a bad mood, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. And have you spoken or interacted
since? No. And I don't know him at all, other than I know who he is. But
okay. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Kate from Kansas City, Kansas.
Hey, what's your question?
Andy, I absolutely adore you.
Thanks.
You make the Midwest proud.
Aww.
But my question is for Dale.
Okay.
And it is, which cast member from Southern Charm or Vanderpump would you let babysit, and which cast member would you not?
Well, Cameron, for sure. Cameron has some great experience, and she seems to be an amazing mother. And I probably wouldn't let Shep babysit.
Nope.
He probably wouldn't want to either.
No one's ever asked me to babysit or be a reader at their wedding. Both those things.
Yeah, I would let Cameron babysit, and me and Shep would go hit the bar and have a drink.
That's right.
Callie S. texted, Dale, what is your number one biggest driving pet peeve when you're not in a race car, when you're just, like, on the LIE?
Slow drivers.
Slow drivers.
Yeah, just slow drivers, especially in the wrong lane.
Right. Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Oh, plenty, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I had probably 4 before I was 18 years old. About lost my license. So.
That's amazing. Yeah. On the next Southern Charm, Catherine and Ashley face off at the Winter Brawl. I mean, ball. Here's a sneak peek of Thursday's finale.
That conversation in Hilton Head got heated, and I'd like to apologize for my part in it.
You crossed the line in so many ways.
Don't forget your kids were taken away from you. Don't forget that.
All you are is a gold digger. No one likes you, including your boyfriend.
You should see his face when he has to, when you text. It's like, I've got to deal with it. He's so stressed. Like,
you're boring
me. He's stressed. Just be careful, because I know a lot of information.
You need to back the up, realize my place, respect it, and off.
I've got the life that you want. That's why you're so threatened.
Like, I just want to say to her one thing. I just want to say this since I have a moment. Look me in the eye.
Wow. Okay, well, this question is pertinent. Elizabeth M. said, Shep, I think you saying you hate Ashley was a watershed moment, as you seem to get along with everyone. Have you ever disliked a friend's girlfriend before this?
Not in such a public manner. She was so emboldened and walking around like she owned the place. And what she should have been doing is, hey, I'm really sorry about last night, because we were having a good time on Defusky Island. We were eating well, drinking well. And she said some things that were so inappropriate. And you don't even know, the audience doesn't even know the half of what she actually said.
Dale Jr., have you met her?
Oh, no, I haven't had a chance to meet her. I hope she's, not around too long.
Well,
she's...
Were you...
Are you surprised she's still with Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that surprised me and Amy both. They're still together now.
Yes.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Because he actually comes across as like he's starting to... It's rubbing him a little bit wrong.
Yeah, it seems like
certainly.
It. Yeah, he's been telling
him. He would have all the evidence and all the support in the world if he said no thank you and cut the cord. Yeah.
Let's go to Michelle from Ohio. Hey, Michelle, what's your question for Dale?
Yeah. Hi, Andy. First of all, I love you so much.
Thanks.
Secondly, Dale, what was your reaction when you had heard that Jax and Brittany were engaged? And do you think they'll make it down the aisle?
The part of me really is pulling for Jax. Brittany's, I mean, she's amazing.
She's amazing, yeah.
And we've had a chance to kind of meet them. They came to a couple races, so I'm pulling for them. And I don't know, Jax has a way of sort of fooling, you know, pulling you in and getting you to believe. Right. And he's got me back on Team Jax.
I love Jax.
Yeah, I mean, you just want it to work.
Katie from Beverly, Massachusetts wants to know, Dale, of all the cars you have, which is your favorite to drive off track?
Oh, man, I have a 67 Camaro, so silver Camaro, 67. I love driving it.
Yeah. Ah, awesome.
Love it. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, it is game time. In honor of Shep and Dale's bromance, tonight's Sausage Fest is about to become an all-you-can-eat buffet as we take a trip to Shep and Dale's. Shep, please take this Nike apron and these Ramona eyes and head over to the green screen. You're going to be joining an all-male review. Dale is going to describe different male celebrities to you as they join you for a dance. If you can correctly ID 7 in 60 seconds, you both win. Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and go.
All right, he's on your show. He's one of your friends. Yep.
Apparently.
All right, best football player in the NFL?
Tom Brady.
Yep. All right, best basketball player in the NBA?
LeBron.
He just got married and he lives overseas. Big deal.
George Clooney. No, a huge deal.
Yeah, just got married.
He's a ginge. He's a prince.
He's a ginger.
Oh, Prince Harry.
Yeah. He loves the Lakers. Always at the Lakers games.
Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
One more. Oh,
he was the
one.
Governor of California.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. All right. Ocean's 11.
George Clooney.
Very good. Wow, George Clooney's so tan. He won. He's 16. Melanie C. texted, Dale, I would imagine you have a lot of female fans. Does your wife Amy ever get jealous or have to tell him to back off?
No, not really. I mean, I'm sure it was pretty weird for her at first when we first started dating, and because she had never been around any kind of celebrity or that kind of attention, and online and social media was really difficult for her to navigate for a while, but we worked through it, and I helped her sort of understand how to let it slide. And
I got to go to a NASCAR.
Yeah.
I got to go. I've never been.
I'll go too.
You know a guy.
I know what?
You know a guy.
I know, I do.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. Andy, let's do it. Let's make this happen. I've never been either.
Oh, my God. We got to do
this. Have
you
never been? Wow.
Shep, Dylan C-Tech said, what was going through your mind when Naomi flipped out at Peyton, and how's your relationship with Peyton now?
Relationship's good. I thought Naomi was in the wrong, and I told her as much, and to her credit, she righted that wrong, so I got to hand it to her.
Let's go to Jessica from New Jersey. Hey, Jessica, what's your question?
My question is for Dale.
Yes. Hey.
Jessica, what's your question?
How do you feel about Ari? All right, how do you feel about Ari coming from The Bachelor and giving a bad name to people in racing?
Oh, did Ari give a bad name to people in racing?
I mean,
he didn't give a good name to him.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah. I don't think so. So I wasn't too worried about it. But that was pretty interesting that he, I don't know, did what he did. So
yeah,
what'd he do?
He was a little
dumped. He dumped the Bachelorette, or he dumped his fiance in the finale.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But and so was he an actual racer?
I really hadn't heard. Yeah. I know the name. I know the
That's
last name, man. I mean, yeah, but yeah. I don't know about him.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Let's just say I feel like the sport of racing is going to be okay.
We're fine.
Ari,
yeah, we're totally fine.
It's all okay. Exactly. Well, guess what? It's time for my muzzle of the day. Goes to Shep, who recently went to a Foo Fighters concert in the UK and got to shotgun a beer with Dave Grohl because Dave's wife is a Southern Charm fan. Watch.
Yeah. Whoa! Oh,
this is awesome. It's a tie. I mean, you know what I realized? That's one of the most G-rated exchanges of fluids Shep has ever had with a fan. Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that there are only 75 days left of summer, and I haven't even picked my song in the summer yet, nor have I had one single summer romance. In summary, Shep, what's your favorite song right now, and what are you doing tonight? I want to thank Dale, Shep, and Ryan for being here. Hey, everybody. It is the After Show with Dale Earnhardt Jr., NBC Sports News. You can catch him on Saturday as NBCSN presents Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Racing from Kentucky. I know I watch Monster Energy Series Cup Racing from Kentucky, you know, as much as I can. And he's with Shep Rose from Southern Charm Thursday. Ryan Blaney is actually in the freaking race, you guys. Wowza cowza. That's amazing. I got to go to a NASCAR.
Yeah.
I got to go. I've never been.
I'll go too.
You know a guy.
I've never been.
You know a guy.
I know I do.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. Andy, let's do it. Let's make this happen. I've never been either.
Oh, my God. We got to do
this. Have
you
never been? Wow.
Lisa W., Facebook. Dale, have you seen the video going around Facebook with you and Dale Sr.? It's amazing and a tearjerker. Have you seen it? What do you think?
You know, I probably have. There's a lot of videos out there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
They are, but I love watching videos of Dad and, you know, thinking back about times we shared together, so of course.
What's the most valuable thing that he taught you about racing?
Oh, about racing. You know, we never did talk about racing. All he
really?
Was, all he, no, we didn't.
What's the best thing he taught you?
He was worried that he quit school in eighth grade as a 16-year-old, so he had failed a couple classes, and he regretted that. People would come up to him and say, you know, man, you made it this far, and this guy quit, you know, the eighth grade. And he was embarrassed, you know, by that. People, you know, so he was like, finish school, do whatever, I'll do whatever to support you as long as you finish school and try to further your education beyond high school. And so he was really supportive.
Wow. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Natalie from Greenbrier, Arkansas, and I'm a big fan of both these guys, but my question's for Shep.
Okay.
When are you going to finally settle down, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I didn't see this one coming.
Where do I see myself when?
In 5 years.
Oh, the old five-year plan.
Are you going to settle down? That was really the first part that
honestly, I'm looking to settle down almost all the time. But I'm not going to sell myself short. I don't know, y'all. If you have any suggestions, whoever you are, please send them my way.
Here's my feeling. My feeling is that you are basically going to keep doing what you're doing until you meet someone that absolutely just blows you away in a way that you've never been blown away before, and you will meet that person, and then
so
you're going to settle down. That's
I love
what I
kids.
Think.
I mean, I love kids.
Right.
I mean, Dale's, he's got a few years on me, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the only worry for me is that you're going to meet that person and you're not going to know it.
I'll know.
I'm a little nervous.
Whether he's open to it. He may not be open to it. Oh,
and then he's going to go, wow. You know, I let this, you're gonna,
right?
Can't let her slip away.
All right.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. back to the phones, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Amanda from Tennessee.
Hey, Amanda from Tennessee. I love you.
Thank you. Oh, I love you so much. my question's for Shep, and I'm loving this season of Southern Charm. It's like turned into my favorite show.
I know, it's so good.
But I know it is. I just can't wait for next to what's going on now in their lives.
I know.
But, Shep, do you think that... even though Craig and Naomi are not together now, do you think that they'll ever get back together again?
No. Knowing what I know now, I think Naomi... Look, Naomi had a lot of valid points about Craig. I love them both, but she just presented them in the wrong way with a little too much vigor and a little too much anger. Right. But what she said wasn't wrong, a lot of the things that she said. So that... don't let that sort of cloud your judgment. Namaste to everybody. But
Craig brought me a pillow he made.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I love it.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
I want to thank Dale and Shep and Ryan. Watch the racing on Saturday on NBCSN, everybody. And check out the Southern Charm finale. For more at thegrandbravotv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.